Trump, DeSantis, congressional GOP slams AT&T's DirecTV for deplatforming Newsmax. By Alim Bokhari on February 1, 2023. Republican senators and members of Congress, along with former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, are taking AT&T's DirecTV platform to task for kicking off the conservative news channel Newsmax. U.S. Senators Ted Cruz, RTX, incoming ranking member of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation, Lindsey Graham, RSC, incoming ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Mike Lee, RUT, and Tom Cotton, RR, today sent a letter to the CEOs of DirecTV and its controlling shareholders, AT&T and TPG, demanding more information about its decision to blacklist Newsmax. The letter notes DirecTV's deplatforming of One America News last year, which came following pressure from Democrat members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which oversees the FCC. Congress and the public have a right to know the extent to which DirecTV's decision to drop Newsmax was politically motivated, including whether the company succumbed to pressure from administration officials or Democrats in Congress, said the senators. The senators noted allegations that DirecTV pays hefty licensing fees to left-of-center channels with significantly smaller audiences than Newsmax, while refusing to pay any licensing fees to the conservative channel. In the House, 18 Republican members of Congress spoke out in Newsmax's defense, led by House Judiciary Committee member Representative Ken Buck, RCO. This is a clear case of free speech infringement and viewpoint discrimination. Government colluding with telecommunications giants should chill us all, said Rep. Buck. The other House members who lent their voices to the effort were Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, Representative Eric Burleson, RMO, Representative Tim Burchett, RTN, Representative Glenn Grothman, RY, Representative Harriet Hageman, RY, Representative Burgess Owens, RUT, Representative Dan Moiser, RPA, Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, Representative Mike Cloud, RTX, Representative Paul Gosar, ROZ, Representative Bob Good, RVA, Representative Jeff Vandrew, RNJ, Representative Brian Babin, RTX, Representative Ralph Norman, RSC, Representative Andy Biggs, ROZ, and Representative Dan Bishop, RNC. Donald Trump, who launched his third presidential campaign at Mar-a-Lago last year, pointed to DirecTV's decision as another reason for Republicans to take back the White House in 2024. "This is just one of many reasons why we must win in 2024," said Trump in a post on Truth Social. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, touted as a presidential candidate in 2024, also slammed DirecTV's decision. "The reality is DirecTV have so much other content that is very lightly viewed, and yet they keep that on, and it seems it's the One America News and the Newsmax who are being targeted. So I think it does warrant investigation," said DeSantis. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.